Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. On this day, October the 22nd, 2018, we have a live show for you on this Monday. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And today's show is the global political and apolitical posterior ejection of felonious USA. So the getting kicked out the back door is what the show is on today. If you'd like to jump in at any time, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And the reason why we have Tando Radio Show is because of Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network is a grassroots organization that you should be sponsoring, that you should be upholding by giving some of your financial energy to ensure that it is here. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there on the homepage, look for the donation prompt, hit the donation prompt, give some of your financial energy if you are a partaker of Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that Black Talk Radio Network has brought to you. Please, please do that. Because without your overall support, it will go dark. And I want you to think about how much you've actually been able to even just think about the conversations that you were able to have, the awareness that you would have otherwise would not have been, been made known of, or just the overall relationship that you have with Black Talk Radio Network. Please consider that, because all donations are greatly appreciated, regardless of their overall size. So please give some of your financial energy to support the network. You can also support the network by being a part of this social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform that it was actually put together for you in mind, so that you can actually engage in your social media endeavors without being as adversely affected like you would be on Facebook, Fedbook, tweeting, Twitter, and everything else. Telling is what I like to call it. Instead of tweeting, it's telling. If that way you can engage in activities that won't be as adversely affected. Reason being is because, one, your identity will never ever be sold to anyone. This is why everyone gets so many phone calls from marketers and everything else, because your identity has been sold. And also, you won't be as exposed to your profile being scrutinized by individuals that you would never even talk to, you know, because we give access to ourselves, our innermost. If a man or a woman knows what you think, then they know where their levers are, control or positioning with you should be. And so You should also, you know, be careful about everything that you post, because it definitely can, it will stay there. It's a digital footprint of you. Watch the tracks that you're leaving. Definitely watch the tracks that you're leaving. And not because you are fear, but it is a matter of being prudent in you know, actually understanding how things work, and don't put yourself in harm's way unnecessarily. So be mindful of what you're posting. Be mindful of what you're doing on social media, and go to a place in BTR Community for only $24 a month. You could be a member of BTR Community, $25 a year, $24 a year. Sorry about that. $24 a year, not monthly, where you can be a member. And you can post things about yourself, your business. You can monetize it in the way, as long as it's reasonable. And then you can actually have a beneficial engagement. So please come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year and engage in your social media activities in a more secure way. Also, if you are wanting to acquire real money, which I think you all should be doing, definitely. And you can do that at Prosperity Mint. Everyone, please, trust me, take down Prosperity Mint's email address, info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in the inventory there. Then email them and say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio Show listener. And someone will respond to you. Very, very important that you do that, so that the overall purchasing process of that platform of Prosperity Mint can be explained to you, and it's for your benefit. It won't be used for anything else. Okay, send them an email. Someone will definitely see it. I may even see it and respond to you. So please leave the appropriate information. Telling you that for a very, very important reason, because at some point and at some time, that availability may not be there in so many different ways. So that's something that you should definitely do, okay? So please do that. Also, let's see if I get my pen decide not to write. Also, everyone, we're going to be planning some things going forward in the future. I want you to take down my personal email. And my personal email is wolf6pack1@gmail.com. wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Definitely take that down. And what we're probably going to try to put some classroom things and just some things that I can't say here on the radio, that it would be a more intimate collaboration with you all. Very, very, very important going forward in dealing with a lot of the things that are happening. Okay, so definitely take my email down, and that is Wolf, WOLF, the number 6, PACK, the number 1, @gmail.com. Everyone, please take that down and definitely email me at some point in some time, and I will keep you abreast as to what some of the things that we're going to be doing going forward in the future, class-wise, organizational-wise, for you, which is very, very, very important because of what's going to be going on. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. And I guess there was a lot going on in the news cycle over the weekend. Hopefully I didn't mess that up. No, it didn't. All right. So today's show, the global, political, and apolitical. We'll move this back. The global, political, and apolitical posterior ejection of felonious USA and getting kicked out the back door. Globally, apolitically, and politically. So check out for today's show. So the first article that I posted for today's show, this one comes from what is this? Letstravelroad.com. One thing I'm gonna tell you, when it comes to websites, when they put the words all, scrunch them all together, it's sometimes it's a pain in the butt. Letstravelroad.com is where we got this first article from. Is the United States of Empire, Instead of the United States of America, the United States of Empire. And we have also, oh, I forgot to mention that we have our co-host, Pastor Keith, that just jumped in the building, take care of things he needed to take care of. Good to have you there, Pastor Keith. We're just getting started, starting what's in the news. So first article I posted is United States of Empire from lesstravelroad.com. Next article, this one comes from RT International, Keith. It says, we seek justice. Erdogan talks with Trump. Says he will reveal naked truth about Khashoggi's fate. So that one is in RT International. Next article from AP News. Associated Press. The latest, Germany rescinding arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Germany is rescinding its arms sales to Saudi Arabia. So just this is the apolitical, the political and apolitical kicking out of the U.S. Saudi Arabia is really not the target here. The real target is the U.S. And so check out that article as well. Next article, got it from Haritza.com, which is a Israeli publication. Haritza.com, and it says, why the Khashoggi murder is a disaster for Israel. So you may have to, I'm going to try to get the full article because you may have to subscribe for that full article. But that's something that you probably would want to check out. Check out that article. Next article. This one is from JenaSofka.com, and it is a foreign publication. Here's the significance of this one, Keith. In this foreign actual publication, you have to right-click it for it to go to English. Make sure that you right-click and it goes to English. It says that MBS, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, spoke with Khashoggi moments before his murder. So there was actually what the article was saying is that Khashoggi was actually on the phone with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia the day he walked into the consulate. They actually had him call. The second most influential, or by what they say, the second most powerful individual in Saudi Arabia. And the Saudi Crown Prince spoke to Khashoggi by phone moments before he was killed. And this is part of some of the naked truth that Turkey is probably going to disclose. And very significant. It basically puts the overall, not only does it put MBS at the overall base of the overall conspiracy to murder Khashoggi, but it does the whole Saudi current regime. And it really is going to lead back into the U.S. It's all going to, from Jared to Trump to everything else. This is the unraveling of the whole thing. And so definitely check that out. So we'll check that out today. But you have to right click this one because it's not in English. You have to right click it in English to actually be able to read it. Next article from Cerebrally Naive Network. Why Trump doesn't want to punish Saudi Arabia. Check out that article. Next article from AP News. Saudi's accounts of Khashoggi's killing is widely denounced. And it says, Turkey will never allow a cover-up of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Saudi's consulate in Istanbul, a senior official in Turkey and ruling party said on Saturday. And on just before we got off air on Friday, there was the actual official response to Khashoggi's murder from KSA, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And I thought it was complicit in what the overall situation is here, the backdooring here, the exodus, the forceful expelling of the U.S. because they came up with a story that was just unbelievable that Khashoggi was killed in a fist fight, that he was killed in the consulate as a result of a fist fight. Wow. I mean, the only thing that was missing in that fist fight was it wasn't pay-per-view, but it will be pay-per-view later on. And it didn't have the normal promotion, because it's a spectacle. That whole thing, that just saying that was a complete spectacle. And what they did is they took the overall line that Trump had told them to give to protect themselves and protect the interests of the so-called U.S. And they came up with a quick, a scenario. What happened is, remember, celebrity figurehead Trump said, oh, it was probably some rogue people that killed them. Well, you can't be rogue when you get on the plane and they send you there for that purpose. It ain't rogue when you talk to the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia moments before your overall so-called fist fight. It's a spectacle of, and there is purposely being portrayed that way. They didn't, this is not a cover-up. It's the uncovering. They're not trying to hide what was done there. They want to make it so easy that every person in the world can see what they want them to see. But the real intention of that is the devil in the detail. Keith wanted to chime in. Hold on one sec.
Hey Dave, I'm sorry, I don't recall the source. But today I watched a video that was released. And the video that was released was not of Khashoggi, but it was a lookalike of Khashoggi that entered into the building a while before Khashoggi got there. Now, what they did with this lookalike, and when I say it was a lookalike, so it had the same build, same facial hair, same pot little belly, same height, the whole nine yards. And he arrived a little bit before Khashoggi did. Now, what they showed later on was after the time that Khashoggi was killed and stuff, then it showed this guy leaving in Khashoggi's clothes. And when he left in Khashoggi's clothes, he started leaving, going into this very public, crowded area where he can get lost in there. And then he changed his clothes, and then he left again through a different means. So the question is, again, it goes back to what you said. By the time they gathered, they got so much. It shows them with the plastic bag, which they believe was his clothing. It shows them throwing away the plastic bag the whole night. So when this thing does come out, it's going to come out in a manner to show, how stupid and ridiculous do you think that you can be, because it's going to be so blatant that it's just like, really?
Yeah. This overall thing was not botched. It was intentioned. It was completely intentioned. And so we'll see how this comes out. I'm not going to be really surprised. And you know what? I went was talking to someone, and they reminded me. It was a while ago. We talked about here on Tando Radio Show. I said probably one of the things is going to catalyst this overall, that's really going to speed up the overall purge of the U.S. I said, there's probably a journalist going to be killed. And I said that a while ago. I said, there's going to be something small. Like, and they're going to use that to blow up. The reason, not that you're pathetic, I mean, a prophet or that when you see how the intelligence community works, propaganda and exposing the media is the key to maintaining control and getting direction. And so this seems small when it initially happened, but it's going to be purposely inflated and it's purposely done for a very defined reason, from the overall lineage and everything else of Khashoggi. and what that represented. And what Khashoggi really represents is the other side that the current Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia has started a coup within Saudi, in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and purged out some of the eligible lines of succession to the kingship, because actually he was not supposed to be crown prince. He had to invoke and seize that position from his uncle. His uncle was supposed to be crown prince, and then his heirs were supposed to be the lineage line from there. So this so this whole thing was purposely done for reasons. And all of this, the coup and the earlier coup this year, the overall harvesting of the overall Saudi princes, and gathering them at the Ritz-Carlton in Riyadh, and some of them were actually killed during that time, and some of them were imprisoned and had to sign off large amounts of their overall holdings. All of that stuff is going to now start to come out from just one individual that's tied to that, because Khashoggi was tied to the person that should have been crown prince right now, and tied to him as part of a supporter and everything. So this is going to be huge, and there is the predators lying in wait for the perfect opportunity to gain momentum from this. And believe me, I definitely think that that's going to be, this is going to destabilize so much more. It's fracturing, and purposely fracturing the U.S. relationship with countries that it needs to maintain its overall position globally. And so definitely unfolding. You can see it being done.
Okay, this isn't a comment. This is a question to you, Dave, in line at everything that's going on. Because you're saying that this is an overall agenda for these things to happen.
Big conspiracy, yes.
For that to happen, though, the United States itself has to be involved in that.
Sure.
And the reason being is because if you look at what you just got done saying, right? Now, we know that people are being killed every day, mm-hmm. according to how you say political, apolitical, in the United States and Saudi Arabia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you look at this, why is it that all you hear about in the news in the United States is this Khashoggi guy? Mm-hmm. Now, we know that there's all kinds of things that are much more important than this. You have the purging of the United States from the rest of the world.
Right.
You have an absolute nuclear buildup. You know, everything.
Which we're going to touch today in today's show. Yes.
Okay. So you got all these things, but these things aren't hitting the media at all. All these things are being blacked out from the American media. But yet you have this Khashoggi, which should, in comparison, be insignificant. They're just fanning that flame, fanning that flame, fanning that flame.
Yes. Yes.
Globally, the things that are going on around the world, it's the world already knows where they are and where the U.S. is. The people here in the States don't. The rest of the world already knows. The people here in the States are purposely misinformed about a lot of things that are going on, and what the purpose of those things, and what the ramifications of those things are, from the South Sea of China, Latin America, South America, Central America, from what's going on in the continent, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in Eastern Europe, what's going on in Europe itself, what's going on in the North and South Poles. All of these things are being purposely suppressed and purposely misdirected away from people thinking here about some things, because as Rothschild said, I don't want a nation of thinkers, I want a nation of workers,
slaves.
And so very purposely done. So next article. Next article comes from Press TV. Germany says Saudi Arabia's Khashoggi narrative is inadequate. Why is she saying that? Because Germany knows more of what happened. They have the intelligence. Next article from RT International. Saudi Arabia's MBS put in charge of the intelligence purge following Khashoggi's death. So MBS is in charge of the investigation. Boy, this.
Why would that surprise anything?
Yeah, right. Would that surprise us? Yes.
We're looking at that happening right here in the United States on a daily basis.
Yeah, Keith, I stand corrected. Right, but you're right. That's so true. Next article from Wolf Street. Who bought $1.6 trillion new U.S. national debt over the past 12 months? We're definitely going to have to carry this on Financial Friday. Who bought the $1.6 trillion of new U.S. national debt over the past 12 months? Very, very important. Next article. This comes from USA Watchdog. Missing $21 trillion means federal government is lawless. Dr. Mark Skidmore. And this was on Greg Hunter's. Greg Hunter used to be a CNBC. A CNN reporter does a great job of what's going on. Very, very important article there. We carried it a while ago, but here's the overall reason why that's so significant. They lost $21 trillion. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time.
Can I ask? Hold on. No, don't take your thing off.
Yeah.
And remember, we're saying they lost $21 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that only the Department of Defense has lost $21 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to believe that they're the only ones that lost money?
Man. And you know what, Keith, in this one is saying that it was the Department of Defense and HUD that lost $21 trillion. Well, like you're saying, what about all the other ones? This is why the national debt of $21 trillion is a farce. How can you lose $21 trillion and you got a national debt of $21 trillion? This is why this whole national debt thing is far, far more, and what it's going to do to those that are unprepared, it's gonna be shaking. It's completely, and we're going to take a look at that. Then there is an article towards the bottom that I posted, and it says, and this one comes from missingmoney.com. DOT and HUD missing money supporting documents. And we're going to take a look at this some today and maybe Financial Friday. They actually show how their overall accounting, how they do it to show that they lost $21 trillion. And well, it's crazy.
And I think it's very interesting, Dave. What I find very interesting is I've been hearing about this $21 trillion for a while.
Yes.
For a while. Now, all of a sudden, this is the first I heard about HUD being tacked on there. HUD wasn't on there all this time.
Yes.
So I've heard about this for months and months, and it was all Department of Defense.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden,
it's HUD as well.
HUD.
Yeah, yeah. And the significance of that is very, very important. Austerity. So we'll check on that one. Next article, this one I got from TASS. It's a Russian publication. Russian Deputy Minister says INF treaty seems to hinder U.S. plan for total domination. So Russian Deputy Minister says INF treaty seems to hinder U.S. plan for total domination. And the IMF was actually celebrity figurehead Trump said over the weekend. We have from criminal broadcast station, commonly referred to as CBS News, says Trump says he will pull out the INF treaty, nuclear treaty with Russia. And the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty, known as the INF treaty, goes back to the 80s in the overall treaty that was signed to prevent the overall expansion of the Cold War going hot, which now is going to go hot. So next article, and this is from Gold Goats and Guns. Putin lays down the law in Valdivia. And we're going to have, I would love to play like 3 minutes of what Putin said at this annual meeting. And it was a couple of things that were significant. Putin has admitted that they have weapons that the U.S. and the rest of the world wish that they could have and don't have, but they have it ready today. And that was the hypersonic nuclear weapons that they already have. And he admitted it at this forum, and want to just let you hear that when we, and where it would be. I'm going to see if I could post it, and then because it's really, really long, I would suggest it's like 2.5 hours long. Oops. Let me
realize they,
sorry, you all. Let me fix this.
Are you sure that they lost faith? Maybe they
1 second.
Realize that.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Hey, Dave, I have a question about that.
Hey, Scotty, what'd you say, Scotty?
I have a question about that.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I don't know if you heard, but Donald Trump, which is, man, I don't know why he do the things he does, so inappropriate, but he announced, I think it was doing some kind of campaign rally or you know, just a rally or something, that they were, the U.S. was going to pull out of that treaty, that nuclear treaty, where they wouldn't make any missiles that could travel over 5,000 miles, something like that. I think now this announcement came after the announcement by the Russians about the hypersonic weapons that you just got through discussing. I think that's why they're pulling out the treaty. What are your thoughts?
Yes, Scott, you know what? It was actually the reasons why the Russians actually started. This is what they say, and you're right, because
I'm saying the U.S.
came out
for pulling out.
What you just said, what'd you say, Scotty?
I'm saying the reason the U.S. pulled out of this 1980s treaty is because of these hypersonic weapons that give Russia advantage on the battlefield.
Yeah, that's what Bolden and Trump are saying. That was their reason for pulling out of the overall treaty. And part of what the Russians were saying was that the treaty specifically said that there could be no moving of nuclear deterrent weapons by the U.S. in the Eastern Bloc. So when the U.S. started to send over, when they said that they were going to have, this actually goes back years, where the U.S. was not supposed to put up missiles that would be able to shoot down Russian missiles, and they said that they were putting those missiles in the Baltic states and in Eastern Europe to defend against Iran. But no, but they put them actually on the borders of Russia. And that's when Medvedev, we played that, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we played some of that. So that's when Russia said, hey, this is a violation of this. So we're going to, so now both sides are tit for tat saying that, hey, we're going to get out of this nuclear deal because of you're doing this, and the other side is saying, no, you're doing that. And that's going to definitely, yes, OLG, we talked about it with him. The U.S. breached that treaty during the Obama administration by putting defense systems in Eastern Europe and admitting those countries into NATO. And some of the ones that they were trying to admit into NATO, there was actually Ukraine was one of the countries that was trying to get into NATO and everything else. And all of that was the actual breach of the overall NIF treaty, which Russia is saying that the U.S. has first broke that treaty. And Medvedev, when he was the president of Russia, went on national TV, said, if you're going to put those missiles, and I forget the overall name of the missile system, I got it in the back of my head. They were putting them inside of the Eastern Bloc in Eastern Europe. If you put those missile systems, we will put advanced cellular weapons, and this will force us to leave in the nuclear treaty and to actually start that overall process. And this is where this gave them, and they probably were already in the works of creating the hypersonic nuclear missiles, because that now they admit that they have them. So, yeah, and OLG said Barack Obama also committed fraud to upgrade the, committed funding to upgrade the U.S. Nuclear arsenal, which is also was also a breach. Because in that overall treaty, both countries were limited in scope and scope of what they could do in the nuclear realm. So, yeah, that was where it was said to be first broken, but who knows where it is. But the thing is about it, that treaty is now broken, and now that broken treaty is going to actually is some of the forefront of what's going to be happening on the militarization side. And so it's just a matter of time before this all goes into a hot confrontation that will lead to World War III, that will lead into global nuclear war one. So yeah, that's where it all stems from. What is the name of that ballistic missile system? That it was actually a defensive weapon system. So we got OLG in the building. Let me go to OLG. OLG, welcome to Tando Radio Show, bro. What say you?
Well, I just wanted to make the point that after Obama did what he did, the U.S. and Russia were actually in negotiations on how to settle this once Trump came into office instead of having Hillary. Those talks broke down. That's why Russia went public. See, before, when the fray first started, they tried to keep it on the negotiating level on how we're going to reconcile the U.S. spending that money to upgrade their nuclear arsenal. And what Obama did is supposedly you were supposed to be actually reducing the total number of warheads. And in fact, what he did is put the money out with his neocons. He put the money out to not only refurbish and get and lower the total number of warheads, he wanted to upgrade them. That's why Putin came forward with that thing. Remember about the programmable delivery system, and he purposely aimed it at Hawaii rather than the mainland so they couldn't escalate the dispute. And I think that was a variation of the THAAD system they put in use in Europe, but I'm not sure.
You know what? It wasn't THAAD. I know that the U.S. has THAAD. It could have been THAAD as well, but there was a specific one. THAAD was definitely in the Korea Peninsula, but it may have been a part of that system. So let me see what it was. Okay, so there's real quick. Let me see what this. Okay, here it is. Oh, I messed up. And it was 1 second. I just had it. But I think it is a variant of THAAD. So, you know, it's a THAAD-like system. So here it was. And there was an article. Had to go back into my old archives. There was an article. Russia is not happy about new American anti-missile system. Moscow is, and this goes back from 2016. It actually goes back even further than that. And it was the, that's it, that was it, right. It was the SM-3 ballistic missile interceptors is what Russia was very, very upset about, because they put them right on the bordering countries of Russia. So they were basically encompassing Russia. And they said, no, we're not doing it for that. We're doing that. We're putting those missile systems there for Iran. Well, you got them in the wrong spot if you want them for Iran. So, but it goes back years as goes back into the Obama era, as OLG said, and that's so true. So, but that was one of the missile systems, but there were other ones. And that was the Navy's system, but there's also other ones as well. So it was basically some forms of the THAAD, but this system was actually also more capable than the THAAD system. So yeah, that was how this whole thing has really, really started. And so what I want to do real quick, let me finish with what's in the news, then we'll come back to that, because I want you to hear something that Vladimir Putin said. Next article we got from Alhambra Investment. China's economy is not crashing. It's worse than that. Yes. And the strategical move by China. You crash your economy because it's part of the debt-based economy. Then you come in with the new stabilizing economy that the world will say, ah, this is what we needed. About time. This is where our confidence will lie. And that's going to be an asset-based economy where the overall economy will be collateralized. What collateral assets do you have? Very, very important. Next article from Press TV. Europe, after keeping Iran bank connected to the world. Next article from Press TV as well. U.S. has sought global hegemony since the end of World War II. Very, very true. Next article, Jordan cancels peace treaty with Israel, parts of the peace treaty. King Abdullah canceled a part of the 1994 peace treaty with Israel. And it was in regards to territory, the leased territory and everything else. These deals are starting to break down because the war is about to start. And Jordan is critical in the defense of Syria. Jordan is a buffer. It's a critical part of the defense of Syria. Next article got from Bloomberg. Pretty telling. This one comes from one of the wealthy families of Europe, the Wallenberg family. Investors, AB, prepares for global downturn. The Swedish family, the Wallenberg family holding company, Investors AB, which owns stakes in about 50 of a fifth of the companies listed on the country's benchmark large cap index, is preparing for a potential weakening of the global economy. Well, see, this is where they're preparing for this is what they're preparing for. They're preparing to seize on it. They're preparing to, once there's blood on the streets, that they're going to invoke themselves to be able to garnish even more control. So this is what's happening globally, but this is a Bloomberg. Check out that article for yourself. Next article, this one comes from RT International. Thousands of U.S.-bound migrants storm Guatemala-Mexican border. So destabilization, folks. Destabilization from all sides. And some report that overall migration of individuals could exceed in the 20 to 30,000 people or even more. So it's a lot that happens, you know, in these type of things and what's all behind them. Next article from Sputnik News. Pentagon chief, U.S. cannot accept China's militarization in South Sea of China. Next article, this one comes from Seeking Alpha. The credit crunch cometh. And this is very, very important. This will definitely be part of Financial Friday because this one directly affects you all. And then there was the article that I posted from DOD and HUD, missing money, supporting documentation. And the next article from RT International, withdraw first, ask later. He nuked Russian and U.S. relationships. Now Bolton arrives in Moscow to talk. So the national security advisor, celebrity figurehead John Bolton, is in Russia today to start talks. And part of that is going to be the INF treaty, and I bet you a bunch of other things from Syria and everything else. So
they sent Bolton,
sure,
to Russia,
right?
To talk,
right. And what the Russia said? So you're sending over a guy that nuked Russian and U.S. relationships. So Bolton's gonna go over there and so-called try to lay down the U.S. law. Oh boy, that just don't work no more
at all.
Next article, very, very significant one, and I want to catch this one today. Sputnik News. In China's footstep, India sells off $15 billion of U.S. dollar bonds. In following China's footsteps, India sells off $15 billion of U.S. bonds. The development came after China sold $3 billion of sovereign dollar bonds. And remember when we were having that show, I said, watch, when China starts to sell, it's going to be everybody else is going to start to race to drop their overall dollars. Now, India sells five times that, because China sold $3 billion, India sold $15 billion. China actually sold probably even more, a whole lot more. And this is why other countries are going to have to do what? Well, if you don't want it, I don't either. This is the domino effect that I was talking about when we had that show. India selling off $15 billion. So we're going to get to a point where they're going to pretty much sell off all the countries. And it's going to be a race. And the larger countries are going to have more leverage than the smaller ones. And then the citizens are going to have no leverage. That's who all of this debt is going to be burdened by. So check out that article. Next article from RT International. Malicious Mike Pompeo slammed by China after he warned Latin America to be wary of the Asian powerhouse. So those are the articles that are in the news. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Today's show is the global political and apolitical poster and ejection of felonious U.S. So let's get into today's show. And I posted, and if we could, hey, Scotty, I posted this one ain't a quick YouTube video, but I only want to have a certain portion of it. It's a minute 23 to minute 26 and a half, if you could, Scotty, let you set up for that, of the YouTube video that I posted. And this is of Putin, and maybe tomorrow we'll do 42 to 45, and that'll be the from there. And this is from RT International, and what is said here, I wanted you all to hear from Putin's mouth himself on what this is and what the significance of this whole thing will be. So, yes, Scotty, if you could grab minute 23 to minute 26 and a half, that'd be cool, roughly 3.5 minutes. And this is from RT International interviewing. Now, RT International actually works for the overall Russian government. So, of course, you got to read between all of the, propaganda, which all countries do, from Cerebrally Naive Network to RT and everything else. But the importance of it is still very, very relevant, because their publication tells you a whole lot more of what's happening here than the actual news from here telling anything that's what's happening anywhere else. So different dynamics, but you can definitely see that in the relationship. And one of the things that I'll say about Putin is that he's considered, I'm gonna tell you, this dude is feared and throughout the world, especially the geopolitical world. And they've moved themselves into an alliance with Russia because of who Putin is and how Putin got to the position that he's in. Putin cut his teeth in his biggest supporters. And this dude is known as one of the wealthiest men in the world. Billions upon billions. And most of that from being a KGB agent is one of the things. But his real cutting of teeth came within the overall, what's commonly referred to as the Russian mafia, and the extent of the Russian mafia. And I would put it this way while Scotty's doing this way. The extent of that is that their overall approach and their overall methodology, it says something about when parts of their country actually has and it's a sport for their children to wrestle bears. There's a cutting of teeth that's different there than I've seen here in other places. And that cutting of the teeth is actually, Vladimir is actually the poster child of that, and that's why he's the celebrity icon that he is on the geopolitical world, that he's able to garnish the overall, he controls the Middle East now. Not only the Middle East, but he also controls Europe now. And you're seeing all of that come into play. And there's a reason why, because the setup is going to move to displace the U.S. So
before you do, you made a comment the other day. You said Russia is debt-free?
Yes. Yes.
Russia is debt-free. It has no debt. It's one of the few countries that have no debt. Or the overall, and what I mean by no debt, that its margin of debt is so, so small that it's insignificant. Compared to the U.S., where its overall debt is admitted at $21 trillion, which is unsustainable and unpayable, but its real debt is probably somewhere around $100-200 trillion, even further. It doesn't matter. They compile the overall cash, and you'll be able to stand on it and touch Jupiter and come back and go back home. So it's pretty significant. So whenever Scotty's ready, we'll jump into that. I want you to just hear with Vladimir Putin.
But of course,
Putin
it is better to be in contact with each other and to communicate rather than fight each other and have constant rows. But I believe that as far as domestic politics in the U.S. goes, of course, it hasn't gotten any better after our meetings with President Trump. Someone keeps trying to use those to their ends, but President Trump is still insisting on stabilizing the U.S.-Russia relations, and we'll see where it will head in the future, but we are prepared for improving those relations anytime. Can you hear me better now?
A lot of books have been published about Donald Trump.
It's interesting to read.
And the image which has been created, well, he's a man which listens only to himself. Does he listen to you?
That is not true about him. Maybe he is like that with someone else, but then it's their own fault.
As for our communication with President Trump, we have a professional dialogue,
and of course he does hear you. I can see that. He doesn't only hear you, he reacts to what you say. He can agree with you or disagree with you on something, the same as I can disagree with him on certain issues. We have different approaches, we have different opinions, but that's normal. That is a discussion between two partners, and I don't subscribe to this view that Trump doesn't hear people talking to him.
You know, among the experts, political scientists, usual topic is when there is a deadlock in relations, and it looks like we are facing that deadlock. It is useful to have a sobering crisis in relations when both sides come to understand that the threat is real. And every should take a step back from that brink, like the Caribbean missile crisis. And some say maybe we need that kind of crisis now so that the U.S. would, well, divert from the inner problems and would come to realize that the stakes are very high and it's time to do something positive.
It's a bad idea. Increasing and aggravating tension and ramping up hysteria, that's not our method, as they say. And, you know, bringing the entire world
to a brink of a global crisis with results that are impossible to forecast. That is not our way, and we'll never use that kind of politics.
Well, a very exhaustive response. I'd like to give one more of your quote. We're talking about the air defense system. You said, Russia is not afraid of conflicts. Well, the situation has changed. What are the conflicts we are not afraid of today?
None. We are not afraid of anything. A country with such a large territory, with such a defense system, with people like that who are preparing to stand up for their sovereignty and independence. Not every country has this proclivity of its people to sacrifice themselves, such preparedness or readiness to sacrifice themselves for their motherland. Not every country has that, but we do, and that gives us confidence.
All right, you said we're not stirring any trouble for anyone. Some people in the hall can probably argue, because the opinion is that Russia causes a lot of trouble.
When is later? How long is it going to take? Let's start now. Otherwise, how long will we have to spend here?
All right, I get it. Well, if we are not stirring any troubles, but certainly there are parties which cause trouble to us.
Of course they do. They try their best to.
And one more famous quote of yours, Russia is a bear. That's the metaphor everyone knows. And bear is not asking for permissions. Bear is the massive tiger. He's not going to migrate to other climate zones. But he never going to give up on his tiger. That should be clear for everyone. Point blank. So what about our tiger? Does everyone understand that this is it? It's our tiger?
It's always been like that. You know, this is it. And we're having that now as well. But we're living in a world whose global security relies on nuclear potential. And Russia is one of the world's largest nuclear powers. And I said that publicly, that in response to the creation of the U.S. global missile defense system, we decided to improve our own systems, and some of them have been completed, some of them will be deployed in the nearest months, and I mean the Avangard system. It is a fact of life, recognized by experts. We have surpassed all of our partners and competitors in this area as regards high-precision, hypersound weapons. No one has that. Some countries are only planning to test those a year or two from now. And we already have it in our arsenal. It's already it's already at our disposal, and therefore we feel much more confident. Therefore, of course, there are many other risks and challenges, such as climate change, proliferation, nuclear proliferation, global terrorism. Those are all challenges, and you know, proliferation of nuclear arms. If we don't check it, it's also if nuclear weapons end up in the wrong hands, such as terrorist hands, it will lead to a disaster. But of course, Russia has a large territory. We're not afraid of anyone. We don't want anything from anyone. But we value our sovereignty and independence. It's always been like that in our history. It is in the DNA of our people, and therefore we feel confident.
Okay, so that was, hope you were able to distinguish the two individuals, the reporter, the RT reporter, then Putin's response to everything. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, there were some very, very significant things that Vladimir Putin said that really nullifies the U.S. and why you all need to prepare, because he basically gave you just in that short time everything that's going on. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Today's show is the global political and apolitical posterior ejection of felonious USA. Man, made a mistake there. Had to remember what it was. So, basically, the U.S. is being kicked out the back door, kicked out because of their felonious activities. And we just heard Vladimir Putin being interviewed by RT reporter. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't forget, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I want to just go over some of the things that Vladimir Putin said there that was very, very telling, extremely telling. One of the things that was significant to me in just hearing that short 3.5 minute span of what he said, and there's another short, we'll play it tomorrow, another short 3 minute span I want you to hear from this overall interview, is that he said that Russia is prepared. It's a large nation that's prepared. Meaning that it's not only is it prepared, it's prepared its people. And it's prepared its people to maintain its sovereignty and self-determination. This is him saying that. Meaning in order for that to happen, there's a process that they've been going through with the Russian people. So they are prepared because they know what the threat is. And so since that threat is there, they saw that the appropriate action to take to that is before you engage that overall threat, you have to be prepared to win it. And this is significant. There was no mistake or mincing of word when he said that they are prepared, because that takes an action to do. And I would say for you all here, is the U.S. prepared for anything? Is the citizenry, so-called, of those that live within the overall confines of the jurisdiction of the corporation of the United States, is that overall corporation, has that corporation prepared its citizens for such a confrontation, for such a threat, for such a inevitable clash? And the answer is absolutely, positively, no. None whatsoever. And that was very important that because he said that confidently, because, Keith, they are ready and prepared now. When you're preparing, you don't speak about that you are, until you get to the point where you completely are prepared. See, years ago, you wouldn't have had the celebrity figurehead Vladimir Putin as the overall president of Russia, because they were busy preparing. And then once they became prepared, now you can have the overall celebrity icon figure as Vladimir Putin speaking on the behalf of the overall corporation of Russia. See, when you're preparing, you should be quiet. When you're prepared, you take the position of letting your overall adversary know, we're prepared, so you better not do it. Because basically, you've already defeated them. Now you're giving them terms and conditions as an ultimatum for their overall surrenderance. That's what's being said there, in my opinion. And the key is, if you look at what Russia has been doing in Russia, it's been actually preparing its overall citizen to endure a overall military confrontation that could lead to a nuclear confrontation with the U.S. You know what the U.S. has prepared its citizens for? They have. In this way, and I'm being, you know, being facetious there, Keith. They have. They prepared them for to get a EAS announcement over their phones that missiles are incoming. Seek shelter. What shelter? Remember in Hawaii when they said that there was a false the Hawaiian emergency broadcast system had put out the alert that there was incoming missiles coming from Korea, and it had seek shelter. Everybody was running around crazy with chickens like their head cut off and everything else, and they were completely unprepared for it. And they were like, what shelters do we run to? What is a shelter for what's coming? Where is it coming to? See, this is the unprepared. And then they said, oh, no, he messed that up. No, that's not what happened. It's not what happened, in my opinion. So the people here, where's the shelter? What's in the shelter? So what, you going to run to a shelter? So this is only going to be a 15-minute event? So, and not only that, what shelters have been built to be able to withstand what's coming? So basically, it's just like rain that's going to be coming down. So I just need to go inside my house, right, and just close my windows, and so the rain won't come in. No, that's not how this works. This is not how this works. And this is purposely being done. So that was very significant when he said, prepare. Another one. When he talked about the technology that they have already. He says, other countries is testing this, but we already got it, ready to go today. And that's the hypersonic. And they said that they did that because, he said he did that because of what the U.S., the missile systems that they were putting inside around Russia to prevent Russia from being able to prevent remember when the one official said that a strike on Russia is an option, a preemptive strike on Russia. Well, Russia has their overall defenses to be able to respond to a preemptive strike, and the U.S. put missile systems to take out their overall defense to that. So who's the real aggressor that's here? So what did Vladimir Putin say? Okay, cool, since you did that, that forced us to be able to come up with a missile system that you can't defend with, and it's a hypersonic missile. He said hypersound. Hope you caught when he said that. He said hypersound. What is that? That's some of the most advanced cellular weapons. Hypersound and hypersonic weapons. You can't defend. The U.S. doesn't have the capabilities to defend against a hypersonic weapon. It's kind of like a hypersonic weapon to the anti-ballistic missile systems that they have today. It's kind of like throwing a paper airplane at a bullet when the bullet is already gone by. So he said that. So he admitted that they have hypersonic weapons now. As he said, other countries are just merely starting to test. What they're starting to test, we already have. So the advantage is where? And do you think that they're not going to use that advantage? Absolutely not. You think that they're going to let someone else catch up now?
Absolutely yes.
Absolutely yes. Of course they are. They're not going to let anybody catch up. They're not going to let anybody catch up. And one of the things that was very critical that was said there, he talked about they don't want nuclear weapons falling in the hands of terrorists or terrorists having nukes. The real play that Vladimir Putin was saying is that we're going to show that the U.S. has been the greatest purveyor of terrorism and their nukes need to be nullified. See, they're using what the U.S. tried to use to circumvent the Middle East, so that they were there to fight the terrorists. And then Russia says, okay, we'll fight them with you. And U.S. said, no. We don't want you fighting it with us. We're using that to get an advantage against you. Oh, but you try to come up with the overall politically correct thing to say because you've invoked terroristic fear in your people. So by invoking terroristic fear in your people, they'll be able to support you and not know what your true intentions are. Well, we know what your true intentions are. And then now they're going to come out and say that, hey, guess what? The U.S. has been a terrorist state sponsor with nukes. This rogue nation needs to be nullified, and we can do it. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to present that to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world is going to say, we're in.
Well, because we can't refute it.
Who's we, Keith?
Well, the United States.
Yeah, they can't refute it.
I mean, you know, there was old saying, you've made your bed, now you have to lie. You know, I get irritated. Forgive me. I'm not going to try to go off on a tangent. But, Dave, I get so irritated, especially today, because the stuff seems so... The hypocrisy that you're starting to see in this country. And let me tell you why this upsets me so much. Because I used to have conversations with people, and they didn't always understand what I was saying back then, but I was saying that the problem is that the masses don't know necessarily. We're caught up in the propaganda. So the length of our knowledge goes as far as what they've told us.
Yeah.
So we're guilty. Well, they're guilty. However you want to say that. We're guilty, but we're guilty in our ignorance. Okay? But even though we're guilty in our ignorance, the upper echelon, they know what time it is. So that was always my argument to kind of protect the masses. The problem is when we're starting to see what we're seeing throughout every aspect of our society. I just read a thing the other day that Trump's polls are higher for him than they've ever been. So at one time I was saying, you know, we're guilty in our ignorance from the things that are being done. But now this stuff is in the open. You're seeing what they're doing, the atrocities, the depravity, the senselessness. And you're looking at this guy, and you know it's not even argued no more that he lies every day. Every day. But yet his polls are higher than they've ever been. At this point in time, there is no defense for anyone. Because you're looking at this stuff and you choose to follow them in this ignorance. Anyway, I guess that's my greatest level of frustration these days, because we're seeing the amount of hypocrisy and we're willing to go with it. You know, it's kind of hard to have a sympathy for people for what's about to happen.
Yeah, you know, Keith, it's what you say all the time, is sometimes people don't know what they don't know. There's a lot of things that we don't know. And when I say we, you know, you and I and then general population, then there's here in the States, there's a lot of people that don't know just what is on the forefront, what's the weather change, the climate change, and the storm that is beating upon us. And because of that, we can only do what we can do. And we have to put up with, you know, a lot of different deceptive tactics from the other side. And very, very important. My man OLG said, Dave, copy. Okay, got you, Otis. It's very, very important that we look at what the overall, what the true cost of everything will be. What's at stake here? And what's at stake here is that we have the opportunity to lose everything because we're not prepared. And by being prepared, what happens is that there's a self-reliance. See, Vladimir Putin said something that's very important. He said that self-determination and sovereignty is something that is unquestionable by their people because they prepare, and they prepare as a bear. And it all plays into, and it's very important for us to hear, to say, okay, just because everybody else may be, and there's a lot of things that we don't know, and there's going to be different threats that we're going to have to contend with. And see, here in the States, it's like, hey, man, just be quiet. Let everything's going to be all right. Yeah, yeah, I heard that all before and this and that. No, you didn't even know the dynamics. And I love when people say something, when I say I love, I'm being facetious here. When someone will say, I don't think that that's going to happen. And I say to myself, I don't really respond to it. I say, okay, cool. But then I wait for them to tell me why. Why can't that happen? Because generally, you'll say, this is going to happen because of this, 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 and this. You're giving the reasons why this will happen. And somebody will say, I don't think that that's going to happen. Well, why do you think that?
Because I just don't.
And that comes from, this is how our schooling system has taught us to be able to diagnose a threat and distinguish and discern intention. See, our schooling system has actually nullified our ability to discern. It has actually domesticate us always to obey and carry the overall campaign banner and the propaganda through willful ignorance. And that becomes a real, real credible threat. This is where the overall momentum to subjugate people becomes easier. It's kind of like a malevolent justice system. They create laws that will actually capture you, and they're immoral and they're wrong. But we find out that, oh my goodness, I didn't know that I broke that law. I didn't even know that. How could you do? How can I go? And then you go to a trial and try to defend yourself from that, when actually you should have, when actually the people should have never even give a platform for that to even exist. It doesn't matter what your verdict will be, guilty or not guilty. It doesn't matter. Our sovereignty says that we will not adhere to that. Because if you're going to dictate the law, then we are all going to be in prison. Because that's the intention. And it's difficult. We're at a, unfortunately, I think that a lot of us have been born at a very difficult time. All of the times have been difficult, but we're coming out of the ease. We're coming out of the plentiful, the bountiful. And we're about to go into the lean. We're moving into the lean that is going to actually set forth for the Passover. And I just really hope that coming out of the bountifulness of deceptive past, we'll be able to position ourselves and endure doing the lean, so we'll have the appropriateness for the Passover. So Keith wanted to chime in real quick.
Dave, and there's so much that you were saying there. The other day, my sister sent me this article from John Hagee, who was a prominent evangelist, whatever you want to. And in that, he had some powerful things, but he was talking about where we were.
Evangelical.
He's big time. Yeah, for a long time. And in there, he was talking about where the United States are and where we're going. And in that, he said a lot of powerful things. Some of those things I agreed with and some I didn't agree with. But it's interesting that you brought about the Passover, and we'll get into that later. But some of the things that Hagee was talking about was, number one, just the stupidity of the United States. I remember not too long ago, certain companies like 3M and a lot of companies that had a lot to do with military intelligence and technology and stuff like that, those were protected companies. And regardless of who the owner was, those could not be sold to foreign interests. And those things were in place. Those things aren't in place no more. Some of the things that he talked about was the amount of farmland in the United States that China
controls,
is buying up and owns.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Not too long ago, those things weren't allowed. So when you look at the position that we're taking and the what you called, which I absolutely agree with, the willful ignorance. When you look at what you talked about being prepared, because we know that catastrophe is coming in a way that we can't even comprehend right now. But that's not the first time that that's happened. Catastrophe has hit societies that has wiped them out from the beginning of time. But like you also said, there's always been a small group of individuals that were prepared
for that.
Yep. That survived in the face of great odds, but they were prepared and they carried on through that. Now, in the theological realms, the word that they use is a remnant. It's a small group of people that follow after Christ regardless what's going on. But the principles of scripture holds true even outside of theology. You know, if you look at those principles, those are true in and out of theology.
Sure.
And that's why it's so powerful to take those and use them, because they're true. They work. And they work, and it's shown that they work consistently throughout time. And those that are not prepared, well, it speaks for itself. Where do you run in the time of a nuclear holocaust when you have nowhere to run? What do you eat at the times of famine when there is no food? You know, and again, it goes all the way back to, even if you look at how Joseph's reign to power came from the fact that there was going to be a famine, and he prepared to make sure that there was food enough to get through that famine. I mean, these things aren't rocket science that we're talking about.
They're essential.
They're essential.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with the point that you brought about is, at this point in time, we can't plead ignorance because we're receiving the knowledge. You know, I saw a story the other day, and it was actually from the Twilight Zone. And what happens was, there was a certain group of friends, and this group of friends, they were very close. But what happened was, one of them believed that there was there'd be an alien, a nuclear attack, whatever, and he prepared for that. So All his other friends, of course, they laugh at him. What are you doing? This ain't going to happen. Well, why you say that? Because I just don't.
That's one of Sister Davis's favorite episodes. She talked about this one as well. Go ahead, Keith.
This episode?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yes, go ahead.
So when the stuff was about to hit the fan, the family went to their shelter. Well, all the other friends at that point in time, guess what they want to do? They want to hit the shelter also. So when they're banging on the door, pleading him to let them in, he's like, look, the fact of the matter is, I don't have enough food for you. I don't have enough space for you. If I let you guys in my shelter, we're all going to die. Well, they ended up tearing down the door and everything anyway. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be a false alarm. Mm-hmm. But the message isn't lost. It wasn't lost in that show, and it shouldn't be lost here on this radio show either. If you're not prepared and the stuff hits the fan, the bottom line is, I don't care who you are. At that moment, you're going to come to the realization that I wish I had. And at that point in time, there's nothing you can do because it's simply too late.
Yeah, Keith, and they, Sister Davis, as you tell the story, they realized that it was false, and look how you acted, the people acted.
Exactly.
See, there's a discernment that's so, so important, and we all have it, but the schooling system has actually suffocated it, and I hope that overall is changed with our thoughts, because everyone here and everyone in this country knows that something is wrong. And, you know, Keith, everyone here listening to this show, new or been listening to it for a while, or people that's not listening to this show, you can feel it. There is a question that everyone has as you walk around. They know something is up. Something just ain't right. And people are starting to see that something is not right. But see, one of the effective things that this schooling system has done is that they suppress the ability to act on it. You may be able to do as the animals can do before an earthquake, and they say, know that an earthquake is coming, and then they act to it right away. But what about the dog that knows the earthquake is coming and says, I felt that one before? His doghouse collapses on him at some point and at some time. But it's the one that does something right away. No. I know what this is. Let me prepare for it. Because what do you lose when you prepare? Absolutely nothing. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to touch on this in a little bit more. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And we were talking about, you know, a lot of those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show is because you've already recognized that something's wrong. And you knew that something was wrong. And even those that don't listen to Tando Radio Show, for those of you that do and have your own opinions about things, which is perfectly well and important and great and necessary, but you too have gone around and you notice how people are changing. You notice that there those that were not reachable now give a different form of listening. Excuse me, a different form of hearing. They may not listen to you, but they hear you. And then they may come with a opinion that from you doing things, you can see that, no, don't go that way. brother or sister, because that's a setup for here. But there is a atmosphere. There is a sense, and it's no longer a sinister. Well, I would say there is a sinisterism in the overall community. That something ain't right to be trusting. That sinisterism is correct. It's just a matter of now us being able to act upon that. In spite of the overall conditions, act upon it. Because that's the only determinant, because the situation will not end just because we were hamstringing this area, that area. That's why the overall problem came, because you were ill-prepared to prepare for it. See, that's the difference between Russia and the United States. And let me just say this about Russia really quickly. The U.S. can't even go to space without Russia anymore. Don't take my word for it. Ask the overall astronaut that he was glad that he was on a Russian vehicle. When it had problems, they were able to escape. Look at Columbia, a Challenger. They weren't able to escape the problem. It blew up on them. See, Russia was prepared. The U.S. can't even go, don't even have the overall vehicles to go into space to put man, not on the moon, which I don't think they ever did. They can't even go in the upper atmosphere anymore. And Russia said, guess what? You can't ride with us no more. We pulling your Uber card.
Come April.
It's significant. What does that tell you? Is that Russia is so prepared that what they say that they can do, they will do, and they have done. And one of the things that in that overall video, Vladimir Putin basically expresses, we don't want another Cuban Missile Crisis. We don't want that. What is time for the U.S. do is to lay down and don't take it to that brink, because if you take it to that brink, you going to lose. And they're right, because of their hypersonic weapons, they were able to nullify the USS Donald Trump, Donald Cook, one of the most advanced Aegis system ships that the U.S. Navy has. Nullified it, dead in the water, couldn't target in the Black Sea, couldn't have target acquisition on a slow-moving old SU.
Well, it's like everything else, Dave. The problem is, not only have we been evil in our dealings with people, but on the whole other side, we've been so, I won't use ignorant, I'll say complacent.
Yeah.
Because everything that we're lacking right now, and everything that most of those have, we gave it to them. Even to the point where what you were talking about a little bit ago, and you said that there's a sense. Well, there should be a sense, because we've been hamstrung by our own people. You know, you can see this simple things. For the fact that, how the heck do you teach reading without phonics? You know, that's just asinine. If you look at what they're doing with the education now, it's just asinine. Even as kids, we used to read about Aesop's fables. I brought that up before. Yeah. But one of the first things they used to teach about Aesop's fables was what? The ant, him working hard all year and being prepared when the winter hit. You know, all those things are gone. And they're not gone because they just disappeared. They're gone because they were taken out.
Purposely taken out. Part of a conspiracy.
A part of the agenda. Yep. Absolutely. I don't understand this agenda. And the reason why I don't understand the agenda, Dave, is because why would anybody want to do this against themselves? But all the evidence is in. And that's exactly what we're... And not only And I said that in a form of past tense. Because you look at this stuff and you go like, you got to look at it in awe. But that's not even the thing that I look at in awe no more. What I look at in awe is, okay, now that we're recognizing that these things have been perpetrated against us, and I'm aware of it to my amazement, that's not what awes me. What awes me is that now that we see it, we continue in the same manner that we were doing before we knew. Which goes back to the lack of preparation and stuff. I'm dealing with some people that are very close to me. Then I'm like, look, the handwriting's on the wall. You know? I'm not asking you to do nothing. I don't have money to invest. I'm not asking you to invest nothing. I'm asking you to take some of that stuff that you know ain't going to be no good and put it to some place that it is. And guess what, Dave? They won't do it. I asked.
And you know, Keith, everyone has a choice. And we know that our overall, my freedom ends with someone else's begin. And so we can show different things and give people that, but the ultimate choice is to each in each his own. That is one of the great things about our will, is that we get to exercise it. But I think it's important to know the overall, to have a full understanding of what the responsibility is of such a valuable. We take for granted being able to use our will. We take for granted being able to have the overall talents and abilities that we have. We take for granted what we can do as it's supposed to be there. But see, the thing about that is that no, it's not supposed to be there, because there isn't anything that you did to acquire it. It was given to you. You were actually born into that capability, but you had no influence in the overall birth cycle of you or any other living being outside of what your body's capabilities are. Yes, you can, as a woman, you can bear the child. And as the male, you can see the egg. But see, that's all that you could do in that overall process, because the underlying existence of that is beyond you. So it's the same thing with so much. There are a lot of things that are beyond us. Real quickly, before we get out of here, I wanted to I don't know, Scotty, if you could just play 2 minutes of celebrity figurehead Trump talking about getting out of the nuclear deal. And so I posted it there, and this is from CNBC.
Joining us, the U.S. is planning to pull out of a landmark arms treaty with Russia as the Trump administration ramps up its criticism of the Kremlin this weekend. The president said Saturday that Russia has repeatedly violated the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. The Cold War-era deal limited the development of certain types of weapons. The deal marked the first time the superpowers had excluded an entire category of nuclear arms and introduced on-site inspections.
We're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out. If they get smart, and if others get smart, and they say, let's not develop these horrible nuclear weapons, I would be extremely happy with that. But as long as somebody's violating that agreement, then we're not going to be the only one to adhere to it.
Now, other nuclear-armed nations, including China, are not included in the deal. No official decision has been made yet to leave the treaty. The announcement comes as foreign policy takes center stage just weeks out from the midterms. Meanwhile, the killing of journalist Jamal...
Thanks, Scotty. Appreciate that. And I think it's important. Remember what celebrity... what Trump says. We're going to pull out. We're going to pull out. If they're going to develop weapons and we're not allowed to develop weapons, we're going to pull out. Well, one of the things that's significant there is that you pull out of something. When you pull out of something, see, Russia never pulled out of anything. They've always said, if you do this, we'll do that. We're going to maintain the treaty, though. If you do this, we'll do that. What does the U.S. say? We're going to pull out. Because in pulling out, that means that their going to intentions is to do something even more. This is why you have a national security advisor such as the celebrity figurehead John Bolton, whose overall says that, you know, we will beat you into submission. Nikki Haley said that in so many words on the U.N. floor. Then there's been, you know, actual the European representative for the U.S. said the U.S. is now open to preemptive strike against Russia. You don't see all of these things the other way. He says allowed to. Well, here's the thing. You can't anymore. And see, that treaty was actually put into place because it really showed that you were no longer significant. And it's pretty testing. Let me go to OLG before we get out of here. Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely want to hear from some of you guys on this. OLG, go ahead.
Look, I just want, Dave, you know, I tell you, you always hit some poignant stuff. I wanted to make the point that what you hit on in the beginning when you and I were trying to remember the name of the system, and we said the Aegis system. In fact, it is a upgrade of the Aegis system. You and I both know that was supposed to be sea-based delivered from submarines and ships. What the U.S. did, trying to skirt this medium-range agreement, is they did what was called, when I was in the 70s, they said they would develop it, cross-platform weapons. In other words, the Army, the Air Force, and all of them used to argue over delivery systems. What they did is make them so any branch can use them. And what they did with this Aegis missile, and it show you how deceptive the U.S. is when they're supposed to report to us, they told you that that missile system went from 500 miles to 5,500 kilometers. What they did in using miles versus kilometers is most people won't check. Those missiles actually have a range of 500 miles to 3,500 miles. So what the U.S. did is put those defensive weapons that were first designed to be sea-based, put them on land, and here's how slick it is. That's why I put it in the chat room for you. They tell you, but they tell you in their coded language, the Aegis ashore, A-H-O-R, meaning it's no longer sea-based. Is land-based. That's what actually broke the treaty. Now, then Obama, being slick, tried to enter into negotiations, like I told you, and the Russians aren't backing down. They're saying, no. When we made this agreement, they were sea-based, which means our systems are set up to detect them out at sea. You're not going to put a missile here on my border, tell me it only goes 500 miles when I know its fullest range is 3,500, which means you're not just defending my eastern border. You can hit me anywhere in my country. You're crazy. But Trump came out and told you they're breaking the treaty. The facts are out there. If you look into the details, deception is what this country does.
Well said, Owen. And that was absolutely right. They put it out of miles and put it in kilometers because they knew the people wouldn't check. You know, they're not familiar with what it is here. These are all the deceptive tactics, and this is marketing. This is marketing. This is propaganda marketing is what, and Otis laid it out so well, and that was the overall difference, is because what they were doing in Eastern Europe, and they were actually trying to actually also, And Otis knows this, they were actually trying to add more NATO members in Eastern Europe so that they can do what? In Poland and everywhere else, they could have more of the overall anti-missile ballistic systems all around. So they were trying to encircle Russia. And you know what Russia said? You're antiquated. So Keith wanted to chime in. Well said, Otis. Keith wanted to chime in. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, I guess what I wanted to say is I know sometimes that I have a tendency to ramble on and get frustrated. But you have to understand the thing about me is I am always so much more concerned to others than I am myself.
Yes, I know that to be true. The listeners don't, but I do. Yes.
And what retired, can I add on to that? I don't know if I want you to.
let me add on to that. So Keith just said he's more concerned about others than he is himself. He's very true. Let me tell you something very funny. And this is, I'm divulging some things, but it's okay. I told Keith, Pastor Keith, and then I changed it to Keith. I took the pastor out and I looked him in the eyes. I said, Keith, let me just tell you this. What we agreed upon coming to our place of refuge and safety, just those individuals, Keith, can come. If you bring anybody else, because Keith will try to bring everybody. I told Keith, that's a long walk to get shot, Keith, and I'm going to shoot you first. Because Keith, his overall constitution is that he's a true carer of the people, and he cares for them beyond himself, and is very true. So I had to just admonish Keith, and it's so bad that I didn't even tell Keith where it is that we really going, because I know he'll probably have 400 people there before I get there. And he'll just say, Dave, well, you know, so Keith don't even know. It may even be the point where I have to keep out Keith outside. I take the people that I've already agreed to, and Keith, no, you're going to have to stay out there, Keith. But that's who Keith is, and people take advantage of that. And Keith is a meek man. Let me tell you the difference between why it's so important to be meek. When you know you can do something, then you only do it as a last resort. That's the difference between being meek and be boastfully inadequate. And so I appreciate that about you, Keith. So, you know, we didn't get to finish a lot of the things, but we'll carry this over. I want to say big ups to my man. Roz posted some things. I had talked about the kids wrestling the bears in Russia, and it was actually the what was that, the MMA fighter, what's that dude's name that beat McGregor? I forgot what it is. It doesn't matter. There's a YouTube video of him fighting a bear, and I would suggest, you sure you want to go up against him? You sure you want to go up against? Because this war is going to unite, and most people think that it's going to segregate the Russians and the Chechens, which they have. The Russians and the Chechens have been going through tribal warfare against each other for very long time. But no, this is a unifier, in my opinion. But Roz had posted, and I would say to you all, take a look at that those YouTube videos. When I first saw him, it was a couple of weeks ago or a month ago. I saw him. There ain't no way in the world McGregor gonna be able to beat this dude. He grew up, and one of my favorite comments was from this YouTube video is that someone had a comment. This is what happens when Russian mothers leave Russian fathers with the children. They had a leash on the bear, and the boy and the bear is fighting and wrestling. Man, it that's, you know, the different dynamics. That's the overall preparing. That's a different constitution. So, Roz posted it. What happened to it? I thought it, let me see if I can, it wasn't on Roz. I saw it somewhere, so, oh man, so, let me see if I can find it. But I would suggest you do that. So we're getting ready to get out of here. I just want to say, just want to thank you all for tuning in Scotty chiming in, Brother OG chiming in, Keith being a great co-host. And I just want to say greatly appreciate you all. Make sure, take down our contact Prosperity Mint, info at Prosperity Mint, say that Dave sent you. And then also take my overall email down, wolf6pack1@gmail. I'm going to be sending some stuff out for some things that we're going to be doing. I want to ensure that you are as prepared, because there's just some things I can't say in different forms. It's not appropriate. I don't want the overall exposure here, because this is not the appropriate place. Some personal things are personal, and they should be kept in that overall confines. So, all right, everyone, just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Is never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.